With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump closes out the four-day Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
With faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Accepting the GOP nomination for a third time, Donald Trump appealed for national unity and then described the assassination attempt in personal terms.
In a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side.
He called for healing, said the country must be rescued from failed leadership, and vowed to be a president for all of America, not half of America. At the Republican National Convention, Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
It was a star-studded introduction for former President Trump Thursday night.
With Donald Trump's now famous admonition to fight, fight, fight fresh on the minds of attendees, it seemed only fitting that the cast of top speakers included people like pro wrestling superstar Hulk Hogan and UFC founder Dana White. Just days after the former president survived a sniper's bullet, evangelist Franklin Graham offered a prayer that God would protect Donald Trump from his enemies. Bob Agnew reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, filings for unemployment benefits have gone up.
The Labor Department says jobless claims for the week ending July 13th rose by 20,000 from the previous week. One analyst at E-Trade said the Fed asked to see more evidence of a cooling economy, and for the most part, they've gotten it. Few analysts expect the Fed to cut rates at its meeting later this month. However, most are betting on a cut in September. I'm Shelley Adler.
In a statement, John Deere says it's scaling back its DEI initiatives. This is SRN News. Atheist intimidate a North Carolina school board.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is celebrating a decision by Winston-Salem Forsyth County school officials to quit opening their meetings with prayer. The foundation spends most of its time sending threatening letters to school boards and councils in small towns and cities across the country. A lot of those localities give in to the atheist demands rather than risk a lawsuit which could wind up costing the taxpayers hundreds of thousands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement, which follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. Under longstanding political arrangements in Israel, ultra-Orthodox men had been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men and women. This is SRN News. A horrific crash in Oklahoma 2 years ago has the head of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board urging parents to warn teenagers about the risk of driving after using marijuana. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The accident that killed six high school girls in Oklahoma took place 2 years ago. And after an investigation, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board is urging parents to warn teenagers about the risk of driving after using pot. Chairwoman Jennifer Homedy made the appeal to parents as her agency released the final report on the March 22 collision between a tiny Chevy Spark hatchback and a gravel-hauling semi. The board determined that the crash was caused by the 16-year-old driver slowing for an intersection, then accelerating through a stop sign because she was likely impaired by recent marijuana use. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at SRNnews.com.